Her eyes watered. Your future is far away from here. A part of me hoped she was wrong, and the other part prayed she was right. I'd been an outcast my entire life, and my prospects were bleak. Men went out of their way to avoid me, fearing me and the powers they thought I possessed. I wasn't a witch, but I did know the healing arts and how to derive medicines from plants. My mother was the gifted medium. I didn't possess her skills. I wish you'd stay. I leave in the morning. Alarm raced through me.
So soon?
Yes, my dear. I'm sorry. I slept horribly that night, tossing and turning. The straw mattress was lumpy and uncomfortable. The wind howled, the sides of our wattle and daub hut shaking. The thatch on the roof would require patching in the morning. My mother was up before me, making the fire and packing her belongings. I gazed at her, feeling a sense of loss.
Are you sure about this?
She glanced over her shoulder. Yes.
You've been wrong before.
Lady Abbott tricked me with false questions, Laura. She was playing games. I'm never wrong. She muttered under her breath. That woman will get her soon enough.
I wish you'd stay.
I swung my legs over the bed,